Hey, how's everybody doing? This has been a long fucking week, if you follow this podcast. This is episode 42 of, I don't even know the name. I don't even know the name of the podcast anymore. I don't know it. I'm sorry, let me turn off this TV. You hear that? That's Minecraft in the background. Sorry. Been playing a lot of that, but, back to, episode 42 of, what do we call this? It's the Rain Man podcast. I like the title, The Obvious Opinion Podcast. So it's basically the Rain Man presents the Obvious Opinion Podcast. And you know what? Does it even need a name? Who gives a shit? Look, I'm here at the same place. All right. Same Rain Man time. same Rain Man station. Okay. So that's the most important thing. Who gives a fuck about the name? All right. This is episode 42 of it. that's what it is. It's just it. All right. What's going on, people? If you haven't heard, you know what? Let me start by saying, originally this was going to be the fuck iTunes podcast, but you know what? They actually they returned my emails. We went back and forth. It was very quick, easy. Simple. They responded good. I can't shit on iTunes at all. They did take it down. They took my podcast down, but, you know, I understand why, but, you know, you could have gave a fucking warning at least, you know. They didn't have to just strip it down, but, you know, an email back and forth, and everything was taken care of. Everything was nice and resolved, so thank you to Mr. iTunes, whoever you are, all right? I won't bash you, all right? I'm just saying, just next time, just give a warning at least, you know. But anyway, what's going on, people? I guess that's it. We could start the podcast. Just wanted to get that out the way. Did I sound that stupid? I know. I'm thinking about it now. A little mumbling here and there. This is 42 of these. You're used to it, correct? Right? Do we just start this? I think so. Let's go play the music. I miss this music. God damn, it feels good to be back. I gotta be honest with you. All right. Start the podcast. Oh man, it's a shame the lack of confidence I have in myself. I'm looking at this application right now, right, for this veterinarian hospital, which would sound like a great job, you know, because I'm a people person. And I like animals. You know, kill them with kindness. As I always say. I've always been good, you know, talking to people and whatnot. And, yeah, I like animals, right? So this should be perfect. But I'm looking through this application. And, it's not like a regular application. Like, they're asking, like, a bunch of, like, it's almost like a test. Like some, it's basically a test. Like, one of the questions is, like, okay, a dog weighs 22 pounds, all right? You must convert his weight from pounds to kilograms, all right? The conversion factor is 2.2 pounds equals 1 kilogram. I can't read. Look at that. I already fucked up. Why did I put a... Oh, okay. Equals 1 kilogram, all right? How many kilograms does a dog weigh, all right? So it weighs 22 pounds, all right? 2.2 kilograms, okay. That's 10. And if you're wondering, yes, I just edited that. I grabbed my calculator. At first I got 12. right? Oh, jeez. Shit like that scares me, right? Because let's say someone brings their dog in, and my math's fucked up. I end up giving it, like, you know, 12 kilograms instead of like 10, the fucking dog drops dead and I'm gonna fucking feel horrible. It's like shit like that. It's just, look, one of the questions is, look, check this shit out. Look, please write a short paragraph about your favorite childhood experience. What the fuck? Why do you need to know that? What type of shit is that? Yeah, that's none of your, look. The thing should be, look, you like animals? Have you been bit before? Are you willing to clean up dog feces? You're hired. That should be it. Fuck this shit. All right. What else is over here? I have to flip through pages. I don't know how many pages this is. Look. please list the definition of the following words. Let's just go over the application. Yeah, you guys do it along with me, all right? The definition, oral. That's the mouth, all right? Okay, I know that. Diabetes. You know what? I really don't even know what diabetes is. I just know it's pretty bad. Clients. Oh, that's a customer, right? Yeah. Parasite. That's like some bug or some shit that's in you, all right? I play Resident Evil. Okay, what else? Yeah. I think, you know what? I think my confidence just went up a little bit, even though I don't know what diabetes is. But I'm going to fill out this application, all right? What's this? Wait a minute. This is another question. Hold on. If an animal presents itself with septic symptoms, it must have a bacterial infection? Oh, okay. Oh, look at this. Look, please correct the punctuation and misspelled words in the following sentences. I know that sounded weird. Oh, you gotta fix it. Look at this. Wow. So they just want to make sure you're not a complete retard. And I can understand that. I completely understand that. I wouldn't want somebody like myself to be caring for like someone else's animal. Which is bullshit. Now, hold on, I can't even say that. I have a cat. I own a cat. He's in good health. Right? Come over here. Look at him. I've been playing way too much Minecraft. Like, it's it's not even funny. Just too much. I need to stop. It's getting fucking ridiculous. If you never played Minecraft and you think it's stupid, I understand completely. Because that's exactly what I thought. But it's not stupid. It's probably one of the greatest games I've ever played in my life. Easily in my top five. Okay? Now, there's two modes to playing this game. So you can play it two ways. One way is, it's called creative mode. And that's basically like, it's basically like Legos, all right? They give you every tool in the game. And you can just create whatever you want. You want to create a house, you can create a train track, you can do whatever. You can fly around and just basically put blocks where you want them to go, all right? That's one way of playing it. Or you play the way I play it, and it's called Survivor. And it's basically you have to survive. They place you in a random area in the world. And you have to fend for yourself. You have to gather food. You have to make supplies. Okay, for example, you use a sword to hunt animals, but you have to make a sword. So you have to get the materials to make that. You have to create a pickaxe to pick rocks and dirt. And it's just so fucking addictive. I can't explain it to you. Yeah, I'll put it to you like this. I tried playing Grand Theft Auto yesterday. I played it for maybe 5 minutes. The whole time I was playing Grand Theft Auto, I was thinking about my farm in Minecraft. I'm like, fuck, I got my crops growing. These carrots are just about to come in. It's horrible. I can't play nothing else. Every other game is just obsolete to me right now. It's all about Minecraft and my little house. I got my little cows now. Oh, let me tell you something. I got one of my best friends, all right, in the world. He always shitted on this game. He always thought it was stupid. I got him to play it the other day. This motherfucker has a farm. He got fucking crops growing. I play this game for years. He's doing shit I never seen before. He has like a sheep farm. He's herded sheep, and he gathers the sheep's wool to make, like, carpets in his house. He has different colored carpets in his house. Mind you, this guy said this was the dumbest fucking game on the planet. 2 weeks now, this fucking guy, he has a castle, okay? I just knew it. I knew he'd fucking like it. So maybe this is a message to you, too. You think that game is stupid, give it an hour or two. It's definitely a game, I'd say 3-4 hours in, that's when you're hooked. You're not going to get it in an hour, but trust me, it's a fantastic game. I am not sponsored by Minecraft. I wish. I need a goddamn sponsor, my broke ass. But Yeah, just, I don't know. Just wanted to tell you that. Minecraft is a great goddamn game. You should be playing it. Perfect game to play with your kids. You know, if you're a parent, great game to play with your kids. You know, gets the creative juices flowing. That's very important. Very important. How many times throughout the day do you get to be creative? You know, unless you're like a musician, you're an artist, your regular day life, you don't get to be creative. And I think this helps, man. It brings that creative, that creative spark in your brain. It just sets it off. And you sit there with your kids and you have a good time. Unless you're like me. And I don't have kids. I have a sister and I don't want her to play with me because I'm afraid she's going to fuck something up. She's going to fuck up the tunnel I just built. You know, I have all of my treasure chests with very specific items. You know, I hate when people mix shit up. I'm very ADD. It's an ADD game for sure. So, yeah, check that out. Once again, not sponsored. Wouldn't mind being sponsored, but hey, check out that game, Minecraft. And now that you mention it, I gotta get out of here. I gotta get back to Minecraft. Right now, I am, I'm just getting my greens. I'm picking, I have a wheat field, all right, which I use to make bread. And right now, I'm trying to tame a horse. I'm trying to tame a horse so I could keep it with me, all right? I put a saddle on it, and I get to ride it around the world, all right? So, yeah, there you go, ladies. That's how I'm spending my Friday night. Hey, my apologies. I usually have a nice little FizzButton promo. You know, I usually record one to promote FizzButton.net. You know, that's where you can find me and other great podcasts. But with all this iTunes shit, I've been kind of busy working on the other podcasts and whatnot that I didn't have enough time to put something together. But very quickly, just want to say, if you go to FizzButton.net and you go to Podcast Party, you're going to find two brand new podcasts, brand new Fizz Buddies. One is Bel Air and the other is The Robcast. Please check those out. All right. And support the podcast. That's always a good thing. I got to check those two out myself and see what's up. All right. If they're down with the Fizz Buddies, they're good people. All right. I believe my friend Danny Pinn is he's a good judge of character. And speaking of that man, please check out his book, Drawing Round the Sun. You can find it at FizzButton.net as well. This guy, I think he's fucking crazy for doing this. He drew a cartoon every day for 1 year, all right, in a book. And as many people did, the first thing I did was, I forgot who said, somebody mentioned it, but the first thing I did was check my birthday. And it's pretty cool. Just have it around the house. You know, have it right there on the little dining room table or something. And, you know, people come by. Oh, what's this? Yeah, look through it. You know, something nice to have around. So please check that out. All right. Pick it up. Support the man. Support the site. And before I go, I have something a little special for you. Stan the Devil. Shout out to him. Gave me a little something to play for you people. Here's a little sneak peek at one of the podcasts that you can also find on FizzButton.net, Gloom Lake. If I had to describe it, I'd say it's like, it's got like this, what would I call it? It's like Red Dead Redemption meets like some Twilight Zone shit. It's like some, it's pretty scary. It's pretty dark. It's pretty creepy, but you know, creepy's good. So check that out. It's like an old school like audio series. Like listen to it, all right? Check it out, FizzButton.net, and here's a little sneak peek.
Of the Frontier. Rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. Contact us at gloomlake.com, Gloom Lake on Facebook, and at Gloom Lake Times on Twitter.
All right, so yeah, it's like it's set in the Wild West, and like a whole bunch of crazy shit's gonna go down. So check that out, Gloom Lake. And once again, fizzbutton.net, there's a bunch of shit to check out. So just look through it, all right? Take your time while you're listening to this podcast, one of the podcasts there. Just scroll through and check it out. Enjoy yourself, all right? And yeah, that's it. You know, I wasn't even going to talk about this. I wasn't going to talk about this at all, but... I got to, you know, Miss Cleo brought it back to my attention. Episode 40, you go back and listen to episode 40. I came up with, what I still think is a great idea. I came up with a water park / zoo. Okay. It was a combination of a water park, like White Waters, you know, like Six Flags has. And it was a zoo as well, all right? It was the Noah's Ark Water Park, all right? It was going to be based off of the story of Noah. It was going to be, the whole theme park was going to be inside of a giant ark. Now, before you say, really? It's fucking impossible. Like, oh, is it? If it's that impossible, then, you know, how the fuck did he build the ark in the first place with all the goddamn animals? So, I had this great idea. Because I feel like it's really a combination of two things, all right? People like, you know, water slides, people like the zoo, but also, you know, people love, you know, religion, all right? And I figured, you know, look, 15%, well, let's not go overboard. At least 10% would go to charity. Everything else would, you know, go to whoever put money into this thing. That was the original plan, all right? I put that tweet out, right? Hey, listen to, you know, episode 40, whatever. And I mentioned the whole Noah's Ark water park, all right? A couple of minutes later, I get a tweet from at Noah's Ark water park. Can you fucking believe this shit? There's already, like, they tweeted it. I don't know if they were just being sarcastic. This is the tweet, all right? At Noah's Ark water park. They said to me, we think that's a great idea. Though we can't seem to get to your podcast, sorry. You know why they couldn't get to my podcast? Because of fucking iTunes. That whole shit went down. So I'm going to send these assholes. Should I even send them? Should I give them a link to the podcast? Because I feel like they're just going to take my idea. Because look, they're the name of their park is just Noah's Ark Water Park. But it has nothing to do with Noah's Ark, though. That's the thing. It's just a big-ass water park. So I feel like if they hear my shit, they're going to take my idea. They're just going to basically add some fucking animals in there and then cover the whole thing in the giant ark. So I'm kind of scared, you know. I should probably get, like, a legal team into this, you know. Maybe we could strike a deal. Yeah, I just forgot to share that with you. Yeah. Noah's Ark Water Park. I guess that plan is on hold. These guys own the fucking title. God damn, those sons of bitches, man. It was such a great idea. Maybe we could work something out, because I feel like I got something. You know? They already have the water park. Right? So that's one thing now. We just need some fucking animals. Alright. I'll continue to keep you people posted. I'm still looking at this application. Okay, and you remember when I said it was stupid, they asked that one question, ask about your favorite childhood memory or moment, and you remember I said that was stupid? Well, you know why they did that, and you probably knew why they did that as you heard me talking about it, and, you know, since I'm a moron, it took me a while to just figure this out, but you know why they did that? So they can see, like, my handwriting, my style, since it should be a paragraph at least. They're just checking, okay, let's see this kid's punctuation or whatever, or, you know, they don't want to hire just some idiot who has disgusting handwriting and whatnot. So I'm going to make sure I'm going to fill this in nice, neat, okay? I'm actually, just to let you know, I'm gonna talk about, it's in my favorite childhood memory that is very easy. What was it? September, I believe it was 8th, September 8th or 7th, all right? this is how deep I know of this. All right, I don't know the exact date, but I know September 8th or 7th, 1992, New Haven, Connecticut. I met Razor Ramon, professional wrestler. Still my favorite childhood memory. I'll share it with you right quick. I think I've shared it on other podcasts, but why not? Since we're here and we're on the subject. My father, back in the day, 10 years old, my dad lets me skip school to see some wrestlers. He works at a hotel, all right? He works at a Howard Johnson's, all right? And at the time, all of the big wrestling events that came to New Haven, they all took place at the New Haven Coliseum, which isn't there anymore. They completely tore it down. It's a fucking parking lot now. But that was the place. And the closest place to the Coliseum, the closest hotel, was the Howard Johnson's hotel. That's where he worked at. So he would always know when wrestlers were there or when they were coming there. So he knew the day before that they're going to be doing a show. They're going to be recording a Monday Night Raw. So, you know, he let me know, like, look, they're going to come in the morning. Just come to work with me. You'll get to see them. Of course, I'm fucking going insane. So, all right, cool. We get to the lobby and they're walking in. I see Undertaker. I got a picture with the Undertaker, Papa Shango, who would later on go to be the Godfather. You know, his wrestling gimmick was a pimp. You know, of course that wasn't going on when this happened, but, what else happened? Who else did I see? Macho Man, saw Shawn Michaels. Now, let me tell you this real quick. Shawn Michaels and Razor Ramon, they were having like a beef at the time. Of course, not in reality, but in wrestling, that was their thing, all right? So as I meet Shawn Michaels, and he's cool as shit. He stays down there in the lobby. He's talking to me and my dad. As I'm talking to him, this is my mentality as a kid. What I'm saying to myself as I'm talking to him, I'm like, okay, I need to speed this conversation up. Because if Razor Ramon sees me talking to him, he's going to be upset. That's how I'm thinking, all right? And as I'm talking to him and as I'm sitting there, I'm standing there nervous as shit. Like, oh my God, Razor Ramon's going to see me talking to Shawn Michaels. What happens? I hear behind me, down the hallway, he said something like, hey, why are you talking to him for? And I turn around and I see him. I see Razor Ramon. Okay? Now, right now, he's just in regular clothes, like gym gear, you know, he's probably sweatpants, t-shirt, but I don't see that. When I see him down that hallway, I see Razor Ramon. I see him in his ring gear. His ring gear was tights. He would come in with a vest and like a bunch of fucking jewelry around his neck. That's what I saw. And like the next 5 minutes, I'm completely just, I'm blank. I don't remember what I said. I don't think I even said anything. I know I got a picture with him. I got an autograph, and I remember as he was walking away, he turned around and he told me, now make sure to take your narrow little ass back to school. Okay? Next night, we see them on Raw. And by the way, how we got the tickets on Raw, the day before all this shit went down, Sensational Sherry, okay, former manager of Macho Man, who else? She was with Million Dollar Man. This isn't the wrestling podcast, but hold on. Sensational Sherry, she needed a ride to the grocery store, and my father gave her a ride to the grocery store. Got her back to the hotel, hooked them up with some tickets. Next day, saw the wrestlers. Day after that, got to see them all on TV. Live. So, yeah, how am I going to fit all that in into a little paragraph for this, application? I'm not sure, but yeah, figure I share that with you. All right, that is the podcast. Thanks for listening. Let me get out of here. I'm so energized right now, and you know what it is? Just water. I got a gallon of water right next to me. I've just been drinking some water the past couple of days. I'm not sluggish, you know, throughout the day. I'm not exhausted. Fucking like in the afternoon, just water. It's doing what Red Bull is supposed to do. And I know what it is. It's because that's all I drink. I'm drinking Red Bull and soda and all this juice and bullshit. I never drink water. God damn. Why didn't anybody tell me this is so good for you? I have a sip right now, right after this podcast. God damn it. Yeah, let me get out of here. excuse me. As always, iTunes. Subscribe on iTunes. Subscribe on Stitcher. Podomatic. I'm there. I'm still here. Okay? Download there. Like it. Subscribe. Comment, right? Leave a nice little comment. Now that my confidence is back up, yes, comment on it. Now I'm not afraid that they're going to take my podcast down since they already took it down. They don't mind the music I play on here. They just don't want any drug use on the cover. So comment, share this, all right? Everywhere. Well, not everywhere. But yeah, spread the word. And thanks to everybody. Thanks to everybody listening. All right, let me get out of here. What else? I said iTunes. Twitter, at the Rain Man Pod. Follow me. All right? The Rain Man Pod. That's it. Simple, isn't it? Yeah, I know. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. Whoever is listening to this and is saying, yeah, it's better than Let's Go 5-5. Shut up. I know it was better than that, than that Twitter handle. All right? Okay, let me get out of here. Thank you. Love you all. And talk to you guys next Tuesday. Isn't it a shame? I already know what next Tuesday I'm going to be complaining about. I seen some shit on Instagram just now. A GoFundMe. This chick wants a new gaming rig. Save up your money and buy it. What the fuck? Okay, look, I'll save it for next. I'll save it for next Tuesday. All right. So all right. Take care. Be safe. And see you guys next week. Boy. Man,
I heard all these things about you, man. Boy, I heard you've been doing your thing, man. Wait, let me tap them pockets, man. Them pockets fat. You know I'm gonna get mine. Yo, Ray, baby, check this out. Yo, we done went through so many trials and tribulations, man. It's a shame, man. But you know, I told you who the devil is, man. Always watch them people who lie to you. People try to cheat you, man, at your money. I told you, you ain't let me teach you at your money. Shit, man, what? You gonna let another nigga cheat you out your money, boy? You crazy? Alright, watch the tricks, baby. Cause the trick is a lie. And a lie is a thief. Trust me, baby. You know what I'm saying? Now give me a couple hundred, man. So I'm gonna do my thing, nigga. I'm going on the road when you get it, Yo, I already had the vision. Yo, Ray, I had a vision. I seen you, man. At Madison Square Garden, and I just came through, and you said, yo, and it was real, son, and you took the world by storm. They didn't understand it, because they didn't see that far. They couldn't see the forest from the tree. But Ray, I'm going to tell you, it's your time, man. Go get that paper, man. You understand? Get that paper, man, because it belonged to you, man. Laws of God, trust, keep a law in your heart, brother, and you won't fail. Trust me. Always remember, how far did thou travel? I'll travel as far as in the dimension you can see. What you see, that's all I can say, baby. Watch the liar, watch the cheat, and watch the thief.